Satnam, everybody, and welcome, Shakti Activation Team. Here we are, 3/10/2015, unto infinity. From the infinite to the infinite, we are meeting at this point in time to receive the current downloads. The frequencies from our guides and masters and angels and Yogi Bhajan and band of angels and all of us together are creating this network, new neural nets for planet Earth. Yay, here we are. So let's see what's going on today and what frequencies we're bringing through to add to the fifth dimension. The field of the divine, the etheric field, the Aquarian age, this pivotal time on planet Earth. All right. So, if you don't have the flu, or if you do, we're just talking about that. Take a deep breath and exhale and lift up on your diaphragm, projecting light out your third eye to activate your human. The light from your third eye activates your spirit self, your soul self, and your physical body. And there you go. And then we can, with our light, we connect with the light of the divine. With the light of our soul, we connect with the light of the etheric field. We connect with the light of our own divinity. So when we get into these, so to speak, higher dimensions, basically dimensions beyond 3D, the world that we see around us. We move into the levels of consciousness. It is a co-creative universe, and we need to be projecting and being with and embracing the light of our souls, the light of our higher selves, the light of our mind, to connect with the etheric field. Otherwise, our angels and guides can't find us. So that's why, that's why we initiate, I initiate all my yoga classes. We always start with inhale, project light out the third eye, and exhale. So at any moment when you need guidance, need some divine input, feel a little too stuck in the mud of 3D, well, there's your ticket. Good. Thank you, everybody. Okay, I feel better now. All right, so where are we? Jupiter trine Saturn, trine Uranus and Mars. Yay! Okay, what does this all mean? And coming up on the 20th, on the 16th? Yeah. Coming up on March 16th, we have the 7th of the Uranus-Pluto squares that we've been working our way through. What does that mean? Oh my gosh. That means that something's got to change. That means that change is happening. So whatever it is for you, big changes are afoot. So you can look at what's pressurizing you in your life and your consciousness to move into. But basically, it's a push to get everybody to wake up into their own field, next level, own field of awareness, and own field of consciousness, and move into a more expanded state of being, a more open state of being, whatever that is on a personal level. If not, the pressure just keeps getting more and more. So change and flow is the name of the game during this time, and trines create a flow. So Jupiter trine Saturn, that means that Jupiter obviously is the big planet, so Jupiter expands us, trining Saturn. Okay, oops, I heard a beep. Does that mean I'm disconnected? Okay, I don't know. Okay, so Jupiter trine Saturn, what does that mean? The trine is like one line of a triangle. And that means there's a flow. There's a flow. So Saturn, as we know, is, people think of Saturn as the bad guy, the heavy one. But that just connects us to the Earth. And so this whole period of time is all about changing our experience of the earth to have it be an expansive experience where we can bring the light of our souls and enjoy the earth and enjoy this magnificent planet that we're on and shed light on things that have been in the shadows and haven't been life enhancing. So Jupiter trine Saturn means we're opening up to life on the planet as being wonderful, enlightened. And so what's happening with this is that all the suppression of the Piscean age, power over patriarchy, all the things we've been talking about, and being ashamed just to have a physical body are being shown. So the repression around sexuality, oh, it's bad to have feelings. It's bad. You have to hide your feelings. You have to hide, you know, your connection with your physical body. You can't have feelings. You can't, you know that you're a sexual being. It's bad. It's bad. All of that patriarchal conditioning of being on the earth is brought to the surface. So we've also got the trine Uranus and Mars are in this flow going on. And Uranus is that outer planet, that revolutionary, and Mars is the initiator. It's just that primal part of us. So it's like maybe sudden awarenesses. It's like, oh, wow, this has to change. Because Mars is going to push it through. Mars is going to push these big changes through. And so we've got this alignment with planet Earth and Venus conjunct Uranus. In alignment with the Earth. So Venus is our love planet, the goddess conjuncting the Uranus. It's like we've got to wake up and be the revolutionaries. We've got to be the Shakti activators, the ones that anchor in the divine feminine on the planet at this time. And then, as if that isn't enough, we have Chiron, which is the wounded healer. So we've got this direct alignment between the Earth and the Sun and Chiron in the sign of Pisces. So that's the planet of Neptune. That's the dreamer. That's that's the shamanic dream, what takes us into the next level of dreaming. So, wow. So we've got to heal the dream that being on the planet is bad. You have to repress yourself. You can't be human. You can't enjoy yourself. All those things have to crumble and go away. So we've kind of got this this flu thing happening and different coughing. And I think it's just our reaction, just the cleansing, to cleanse the feelings out of our bodies that having a body is bad. Could have other meanings, other implications. But I think that's one thing that's going on. So I was kind of coughing and sputtering last week too. But just did a few kind of simple cleansing things, and I feel good now. And Linda put up a list of cleansing herbs on her Facebook page. So there's lots of ways to work with the earth and feel good. So that's kind of what this is about. I would say, if I put it simply, that what's happening right now is we're asking, how can we be in these bodies on the earth and feel good and have that Jupiter and feel expanded and not be miserable by all the rules of the Piscean age, all the repression? How can we celebrate and enjoy the divine feminine? How can we heal these repressions? How can we, you know, heal what's wounded us, heal our beliefs, the Chiron? And how can we enjoy being in a body with with the idea that spirituality means it's something outside of ourselves, that God is outside of us. So Yogi Bhajan says that the belief that God is something outside of you that you have to search for is the worst lie of the Piscean age ever, the worst repression, that you have to speak outside of yourself for God. So we're just going to go into our own self, into our God self, into our heart, and know that in this age of Aquarius that we can find our own love, our own heart chakra, and move into that frequency of divine love, divine Shakti activation right in our own bodies right now. So that's what the stars are telling us. So let's just breathe into that. So this call is about the download, the frequency is about activating the heart chakra and celebrating that we are divine creators. And the chant we'll be doing in a little bit is Had Hadi Hum Dum. And Hum Dum is the sound of the breath, and the Hadi Hars, the Har Hadis, that we pull in at the navel center, and that's to activate our creator self with our breath. So this is an activation time to move deeper into the activation and the celebration that we are creating the world that we want to live in. And we're moving into the power of our hearts and the power of being divine creators and the power of actually having the fifth dimension, the field of the divine, the etheric field being open to us, open up for us to co-create with. So this is a really important time to anchor that in the physical body, that Saturn energy, that Jupiter trine Saturn. Wow, we want to flow, we want to celebrate. We want to feel in our physical bodies that activation. So that's what the Master is working with us today. Just feeling a deeper level that God is inside us. God didn't create us, so to speak, and send us out into the wilderness. We don't have to spend 40 years in the desert. Unless, of course, you want to come to San Diego, you might like it here. Anyway, I'm just kind of being silly, but, well, so, well. So, just keep breathing, projecting your light into the field so the angels can work with us, and we can work with the angels, and heaven and earth can merge. We are the nexus point. We are the point of merging with heaven and earth. There you go. Thank you for that light infusion from the angels. Thank you for receiving it. Okay, there we go. Yeah, we're the divine mix. Wow. Okay. So we're talking about working with the command centers and our creativity, second chakra, our hadas, first three chakras. So that's what this call is about today. So the second chakra is about the command center, the first three chakras on the earth, Jupiter, trine, Saturn. So what are we commanding and how do we command and how do we connect that with the light of our third eye, our pituitary? Our pituitary is connected to the second chakra, connected to our creativity, and the elbow bones connected to the neck bone? I don't know. Anyway, so we're connecting these chakras, the pituitary, with the second chakra, with our creativity, with the hada, and what does that have to do? So just to have the flow of creativity, the flow of feeling our sexuality in our bodies, the union, the tantra union, which is the divine union of God within ourselves, what do we need for that? We need to relax and breathe. So a lot of people have kind of, maybe they call it creative blocks or sexual dysfunctions, however that shows up. It's all because the chakras not being connected and people not being relaxed, people being tense. So this is a time to breathe, and as we breathe and feel this Chiron energy in Pisces, Neptune, we can see as we clear the subconscious and the images come floating up for us to see what belief systems we have or we've taken on or been undocumented with that are Piscean that make us feel tense, that make us feel that we're not flowing with our creativity, with our sexuality. So it's a relaxed flow that can be going on all the time. It's not like, okay, we get behind closed doors and we make the room dark and now we hurry up and have sex, you know? I'm not saying anybody on the call does that, but I'm saying there's a lot of that in the culture. It's bad, which of course creates the opposite effect, the duality of, you know, things that are being exposed on the news now about, you know, all the negative sexual things that are happening. So this is a healing call. When people are allowed just to feel the flows in their own bodies, the Aries energy, and it's normal and okay, then here's the pivotal piece. people can move into managing their own energies in their physical body so that bad things, you know, perverted things, don't have to happen. So the energy's there. We're powerful beings, so we want to connect the light of our third eye with our second chakra, with our first three chakras, so that we can be, we can direct the mind to be the command center, so we can command our life experience. We can command the flow of our own energies. We can direct the mind. We can move into the neutral mind, and that's going to create relaxation, and that's going to help us feel good in our physical bodies. So just breathe into that. And notice when the mind becomes turbulent and it goes all over the place. And so whatever belief system that is that makes people feel crazy about, I don't know, their physical body, whatever they feel about life, they have to search for God outside of themselves, they have to go to church and repent for their sins, you know, all these cultural things. Or it's not safe to feel the flow of good feelings in their own body. It's not good to share those. So the question is, what can we do to relax and come back into our bodies and be creator beings rather than disconnected beings that just create messes on the planet for ourselves and others? So, of course, the idea is to, the mind follows the breath and the body follows the mind. So just a relaxed mind is a meditative mind. And conscious breathing will activate the frontal lobe of the brain. That's where consciousness is. That's what human beings have that animals don't have. So we have an animal body, but we also have consciousness on our brain. We're intuitive and not just instinctual. So animals are instinctual. And they're beautiful and loving. I mean, I'm thinking of beautiful dogs. Different animals are different. And they're very instinctual. But we have intuition. We have consciousness. So how do we activate that? And then how do we control what's happening, what we're creating, what the direction is? So what we do to direct the flow and activate the consciousness in our brain is japa. That's what we do all the time, hopefully, right? At least some of the time. So we direct the flow because as the tongue touches the upper palate, the meridian points in the brain, this activates the upper parts of the brain. So now we can control the brain's function, and we can control what we're doing. So it's all about directing the flow, Jupiter trine Saturn, directing the flow so that when we're on the earth, we can expand into the light of the divine, which is where we started this call. Bring the breath up, focus light out the third eye. So we now we can direct the function and the frequency of the mind, the mental projections, by practicing chanting, practicing japa, activating the brain first. Otherwise, we go into what? Chaos and turbulence and all these things we don't want to happen. So we're all learning how to become directors of this beautiful experience on ourselves. We're learning how to master our own selves by becoming directors of our experience, directors of what we're experiencing. So this takes our mind into neutral, the neutral mind. Yay. And we go. We keep going. We don't get stuck on the positive or negative mind. So 9 seconds, three aspects to the mind. Each aspect takes about 3 seconds to process if we keep going. Otherwise, you know, we have what we have on the planet, what we've just been talking about. We spiral out. Okay, the negative mind spirals out, 27 facets. Then the positive mind comes in. Oh, wow, that was so bad. Remember that time when this happened and that was bad? And then, remember I saw that on TV and this happened? So as creator beings, we're creating whatever we focus on. But we want to remember to direct the flow for at least 9 seconds to get to the neutral mind so we can activate the light of our consciousness and connect with our heart and our co-creative self. So really, very simple, right? Okay, keep breathing. So people who get linked inappropriately to the negative mind, or at times when, you know, we do, that's what leads to depression and hopelessness and undermines our personal effectiveness, and that's what makes us steals away our courage and puts it into a space where we feel weak, and then we kind of our mind sort of starts climbing in on itself. So we want to remember that our job is to manage the waves and the fluctuations of the mind, move into the neutral mind, and remember, I am, I feel and I know. In other words, I am is my individual personality self, and I am is, that's my finite self, and the other I am is my connection with the infinite self, which is what we're doing with the breath and projecting the light out the third eye. So if you feel lost and need direction, you can always find your direction at any moment by just chanting the mantra, I am, I am, I am, I am. And there is a mudra with that where you put one hand on your heart chakra, bring one hand to your heart chakra, and then that karm goes out in front of you, out to the side, and then your I am, and then your other hand comes in, I am, I am, I am, I am. Anyway, you can touch your heart chakra if you want to do it as a meditation. So that takes you into the light of your soul, remembering connecting the finite with the infinite, and this is 2015, Year of the Pranic Body, Connection with the Infinite. So that's a really great meditation to do. And that takes us into the caliber of connecting with the infinite, the caliber of knowing how to use the mind in connection with our infinite soul self. And now we have an applied mind rather than a chaotic mind. And then you can express who you really are, who your true self is, your highest identity, your true soul self, your infinite self that is eternal. And when you're connected with the flow of your own eternity, that's what leads to happiness. Beautiful. So let's just breathe, and let's see what's happening with this meditation. Hadi Hada Hum Dum. So just breathe into that. Let me see here. Let me cue up the music here on my iPod. Hadi Hada Hum Dum. So when you chant the Hada, pull in at the navel center, and the hands, if you can, but maybe when you're not on the phone later, the hands are on the heart chakra, the left hand's on top of the right hand, and the thumbs are pointed in towards the center of the body.
Hare 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 Ram Ram Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare